Susan, what is the legislature going to try to get wrapped up before the end of the year?
Well, the legislature has a lot of odds and ends, and it's a matter of what they're going to prioritize. I would expect to see some of those changes to workers' compensation get through the legislature. I think there will be a push to do the no-fault insurance reforms, although I'm not sure how if that has full support with Republicans over in the Senate. And they'll be trying to tackle some other issues like election reform as well.
Ken, we've seen a lot of action moving through the legislature. The state Senate approved an anti-bullying law. The House voted to repeal the motorcycle helmet law. And there's a proposal to make significant changes to Michigan's no-fault insurance law. Do you have any sense of where Governor Snyder comes down on these issues?
Well, that's an excellent question because, for example, the repeal of the helmet requirement for motorcycle drivers is very controversial. The Senate has passed a version, the House has passed a version, but Governor Snyder has been pretty silent about it. That's what I would call a pretty high-profile issue that could reach his desk, and it'll be very interesting and potentially a lot of implications depending on how he handles it.
Susan, what do you think we can see on the next legislative agenda?
Well, for next year, it's still a continuation of this legislative year, so whatever they can't get to by the end of the year, they still have some time to tackle it. I don't think there's much interest to take up the new Detroit Winter Bridge, although yesterday up in Ottawa, Governor Snyder said that he expects to see movement on that within a few months.
Ken, this hasn't been an easy session for Governor Snyder. How is he relating to the legislature right now?
Well, and we talked about this in earlier conversations with you and I and Susan, that in the spring and early summer, he pretty much had his way with the legislature. His agenda was accomplished. But it's been a bit rougher this fall because a number of the issues there just isn't Republican consensus on.
Susan, when we look at how Democrats have moved through this session of the legislature, were they able to find any ground anywhere, or are they gearing up maybe for a push in certain areas for the next session?
I think it's pretty hard to find any kind of victory for Democrats at all this session. They had an opportunity to be a player with the bridge issue, and they decided rather than move the process forward to vote against the bill in a Senate committee just a couple weeks ago, essentially killing the issue. They really haven't been necessary for anything thus far. And as far as I can see, they haven't managed to get any of their issues on the agenda whatsoever or make any deals with either Republicans in the legislature or the Snyder administration to advance any of that.
Now, Ken, you've served in the legislature, so you know there are a number of breaks coming up between now and the holiday season. Is this a time where legislators really take a break, or is this time to regroup and maybe rally the troops?
Well, what you have between November 1st and the end of December or Christmas is kind of a rush to judgment. There's a tendency to try to jam a lot of things through because one bill maybe has passed the Senate. You want to get it out of the House, get it to the governor's desk. So there can be a flurry activity late in the year. And then really it's in the new year, it's the state of the state at the end of January that sets the agenda.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.